One bill would move the date of the presidential primary from February to the first Tuesday in April, the same date as Wisconsin's spring general election. Every senator voted in favor of the bill, which was touted as a cost-saving measure. But lawmakers didn't agree over the second bill, which would move the date of the September partisan primary back a month to early August. Republican Senator Mary Lozick co-authored the bill. She says it's necessary to bring Wisconsin in line with the Federal MOVE Act, which requires states to allow at least 45 days to mail and process ballots for military and other absentee voters.
We do want to do this to allow military voters enough time to receive those absentee ballots and enough time for them to return them to the election clerks so that their ballots are counted.
The bill would also require election officials to send ballots electronically to military personnel, but not to non-military absentee voters. Democratic Senator John Erpenbach said this was unfair and possibly illegal.
We have equal protection under the law here, whether we're in the military or not. And what happens is we are taking another piece of legislation and perhaps heading toward court, because what will happen is when you say to the clerk, you shall to one group, you have to say to the clerk, you shall to all groups.
The bills now head to a vote in the Assembly. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.